Everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, back from Italy, back from the Power Over Parkinson's Dolomites trek. And hopefully you are able to listen to some or many of the little short podcasts that we recorded on the trails in Italy. And you're welcome to go back and catch those. We started with episode 47 of the podcast series and moved forward till, well, really to this one. But as we start to wrap up, and as people are either returning to the U.S. or still vacationing in Europe or wherever they ended up, I wanted to talk for just a minute about something very personal to me about this trek. So we had four people with Parkinson's on the trek, and you've seen photographs of them in the newsletters and so on, Alex, Elena, Gina, and John. And each of those people had somebody walking with them pretty much all the time every day. And for Alex, I ended up walking with him pretty much every day and just kept an eye out and sort of helped a little bit when he needed it. But he's super strong unto his own right. So except for tiny little balance issues once in a while, Alex just killed it. But it's so interesting because he has this thing about running at the end of a hike. And he learned this many years ago, and we talked about it a lot on the trail, that there is always more. No matter how hard the walk or how hard the event, there's always more. And it's mental. It's not physical. So Alex had this thing about running the last 15, 20, 30 meters of every walk. And we did it almost every day. And the first time, he ran with his wife, Becky, who was with him on the trek. And I just sat there dumbfounded. It's like, what are you doing? We just walked for like 5 hours and you're running. But then we started doing it every day. And it was absolutely the coolest thing to see that kind of energy from someone who occasionally has trouble walking, but is really strong, but still to muster the strength to finish stronger than you feel like you possibly could, to demonstrate to yourself that there's more in the tank. And to demonstrate to everybody else that there is more in the tank. And it was really powerful to watch. And so together, Alex and I, or Alex and Becky and I, would run the last, 30 seconds of each of these hikes. And it just looked powerful. I don't know how else to describe it. It just looked powerful. So I have a short video made by our guide, Anna. This is Alex and I running the last few meters of the last hike on the last day. We had woken up to about 5 inches of snow the day before, and then this trail on this day was filled with ice and snow and crud and crap we had to walk through, but it was challenging and powerful, and we finished it running. And I don't even know if words can express how cool it was to watch this day after day after day. But it really demonstrated to me something I've known all along, but now see even more clearly, that Parkinson's particularly, or any challenge, in many ways is limited by your mind. And although you can't overcome everything, you can overcome an awful lot by just deciding to. So click on the video, the link is in the show notes, and I hope you get as much joy and inspiration from watching this short clip as I did being there and participating in it. So thanks, everybody. More to come.